The program were pre-recorded.
You are hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, how are you tonight, Jack?
Desperate, I guess.
Desperate?
Yeah, I need help.
You're not desperate housewives, you're desperate house husband.
Yes.
Okay, tell me your situation, Jack. Talk to Dee, and I will see if there's any wisdom in my little bag of tricks here.
My wife and I have been together for almost 30 years.
What's her name?
Teresa.
Okay.
And I met her, God, I was about 20, I guess it was, and she was like 16. And she's recently, past year, been going through menopause.
And your life has been a living heck.
Yeah, she thinks things, you know, she thinks that I've changed some. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I do change. You know, you've changed, you know, just a lot of things. But, you know, like I told her, you know, I don't want to lose what we have. I mean, we have 5 children. They're great kids. They're grown. My youngest one is 16. I love them dearly. I love her dear. I love her more than anything in the world. I mean, more than anything.
You love her more than life. You love her stupid.
I love her everything. I mean, she is my wife. She is.
And have you always articulated this, or has it been kind of tough over the years?
Well, I work a lot. I'm an auto tech, and I work a lot, and I put in a lot of hours. I work 6-7 days a week sometimes. And
okay, do me a favor, Jack.
Yeah.
We're going to play Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
I will try to find the perfect song that will speak to your beloved's heart and let her know that she is the queen of your life, the only woman you will ever, ever, ever want to wake up next to. If you promise me that you will show her that by working no more than 45 hours a week.
Oh, I'll try.
And you'll remember to bring her flowers more than just birthdays and anniversaries?
Yes.
Good for you.
That's how much I love her.
Saying goodbye is never an easy thing, but you never said you'd stay forever. So if you must go, darling, I'll set you free. But I know in time we'll be together. I will try to stop you now from leaving, 'cause in my heart I know love will lead you back. Someday I just know that love will lead you back to my arms, where you belong. I'm sure, sure as stars are standing, one day you will find me again. It won't be long, one of these days the love will lead you back. One of these nights, well, I'll hear your voice. You're gonna say how much you miss me. You'll walk out this door, but someday you'll walk back in. Darling, I know,
So last week, if you were listening to my show, I was talking about all the canning and dehydrating that I am doing. This is harvest season. This is the time of year when all the stuff I planted in the garden is fruiting, is producing. And so I put it in quart jars or pint jars and I put it in a canner and I can it up. And one of my, a friend of one of my children was listening and called me and she said, what is canning? I don't understand. Explain this to me. And I thought, oh my word. A lot of people probably never grew up with mothers or grandmothers who jarred up food, who canned food or who dehydrated food or who used a freeze dryer. Freeze dryers are becoming more popular now, but dang, they're so expensive. But I was raised by parents and grandparents on both sides, my mom's folks, my dad's folks. They were raised dirt poor. I mean, dirt poor. And so my grandmas and my mom canned everything. Now it's becoming quite bougie, quite, you know, hoity-toity to make your own bone broth soup. Mom was doing that like 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And she passed a love for preserving food onto me. So that is how I spend my entire month of September and most of October before I come down here in the studio and take your calls. And I gotta tell you, for some reason, there is no dopamine hit in my brain quite like looking at a shelf of pears perfectly canned and preserved. It just makes me so stinking happy and so proud. I hope you had a great weekend, whatever you were doing. And I hope you stick around all night long. I have got calls for you. I've got stories for you. I've got great songs for you. So stay right here. You're listening to Delilah. If you don't want to see me,
did a fool. Thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if
sex. The light is right. Delilah knows how to make your night light at night.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on.
Gabby, what can I do to make your night special?
I kind of met someone new who I've known for a while, but I don't even know if he really feels the same way as I do.
So it's kind of a new crush, but you don't know if it's a crush going anywhere.
I have no clue what it is.
How old are you, Gabby?
Oh, I'm 38.
You're 38 and you're crushing.
I know. I do think a little bit late in life.
No. It's never too late to have a crush. It's never too late to get Twitter pated. It's never too late to be bit by the love bug. It's never too late to have a crush.
I hope so.
Good luck.
Thank you. My Variety Station, 106.7 Light FM.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash.
This evening.
Good, very good. It's nice to talk to you.
Listen to the smile in your voice.
Oh, I'm very, very excited.
What's going on in your life that's making you so happy?
Oh, well, my boyfriend Sean, me and him have been going out for almost a year and a half, and we decided to go our separate ways, but actually that didn't happen. We are back together. He found out that he missed me too much, and I missed him, and we're all back together, and it's great, and we haven't found our song yet, and I was hoping that maybe you'd be able to do that for us.
Find a song that will ever be your song.
Yes, that's exactly it.
All right, well, tell me a little bit about Sean. What did you fall in love with first?
Oh, well, I saw him from across the room at college. It was my freshman year, and I saw him at a party, and it was just his eyes, his whole body, everything, just everything about him. I knew I was attracted. I knew we'd be together, and actually we're getting married in about 2 years.
So it was a physical attraction first.
Definitely.
Hey, at least you're willing to admit that.
Oh, yes. But then everything else, then I fell in love with everything else. So
many people I know try to act like, oh, no, it was their personality. Baloney!
No, I can't lie. I can't lie. It was him. It was physical. It was all there.
I was the lonely one, wondering what went wrong, why love had gone and left me lonely. I was so confused, feeling like I'd just been used. Then you came to me and my love. Broken heart, 'cause now you've made a fire start, and I can see that you feel the same way. I never dreamed there'd be someone to hold me until you told me.
Someone you love. for a moment in time, and it seemed everlasting that you would always be mine.
Earlier about canning dilly beans, putting them in pint jars and putting vinegar and garlic and lots of red pepper seeds, and then canning them so that all year long we can crunch on crunchy dilly beans. I think for my mom, for my grandmom, and especially for me, it's a way to say I love you. Like, I make food that I know my family loves. How do you say I love you to family and friends? Me, I feed them. I love to feed the people I love. How do you show your love? How do you show tangibly how much you love the people in your life? Tonight would be a good night to do that, to just show them, to demonstrate that love in a very real way. We'll be back with love songs to help inspire you. You're listening to Delilah.
If you're not the one for me, then I'll come, I can bring you to your knees. If you're not the one for me, why do I hate the idea of being free? And if I'm not the one for you, you've gotta stop hurting.
vacations, your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
Welcome aboard. I understand there's somebody that you've been with for a day or two.
Yes, that's correct. Coming up on 27 years.
Yeah, that's a day or two.
Yeah.
Who? What's his name?
His name is Jerry.
Tell me about your beloved.
He's just a great man. He's probably one of the most honest people I know and just a big-hearted, wonderful guy. And I would say that if we could do it all again, I would. Go through all the stumbles in the road and the raising of four girls between us. And it was just an interesting life that just grew us closer. closer together.
So for all the tough times, all the lows, you would do it all over again?
I would. It's those times that sometimes in a relationship knit you closer together.
So let me ask you this. If you were talking to a young woman who's in a marriage experiencing problems, just little things that irritate you or financial problems that are coming between you, what would be your words to that young couple?
To really work together and you're just faithful to love each other. There's always tough times in life, but just let the difficult times bring you closer together to union that is just grows you together so that you can go down the road of life together and look towards a happy time in the end after everybody's grown and gone away.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all.
welcome to the Delilah Show. Hi, who is this?
It's Jamie Minton, Delilah.
Hi, Jamie Minton.
So I had a wonderful day with Farrah. Me and Farrah and my day program, we went bowling together. We had so much fun, and we went to Market Basket. And I want to play a good friendship song for me and Farrah.
Did you give her the necklace you made her?
Yes, and she loved it. And she loved the card I bought for her, too. She was smiling. I sit right next to her on the van. And we had lunch together today at Market Basket. And I would love to dedicate a song to her and tell her how sweet and kind and beautiful Farrah is. She's the sweetest, too.
Oh, Jamie, you're such a romantic old man. Let me play a good song for you and Farrah.
Thank you so much, Dario, and I love you, and have a great night.
Good night.
Light FM, The Light at Night. I'm Delilah. We've come to the close of our program. Such beautiful calls, such wonderful email messages shared here on the show. If I didn't get to your request or your dedication, I apologize. I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can go to my website, LightFM.com, keyword Delilah, and send me your story at any time, and we will try to get those on the air. Thank you for letting me tuck you into bed tonight. Do me a favor. Take some time out of your busy schedule to slow down and love someone. Good night, New York City.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Ra ra ah ah ah, Rama Rama Maga.